98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In November, Jacob Amos was appointed to fill Chris Larson's vacant seat on the Oshkosh Common Council. Now, he wants to serve a full term. Amos moved to Oshkosh from Milwaukee about 3 years ago and fell in love with the city, so much so that he wants to serve it.
From that moment on, I was drawn to Oshkosh, and I knew then that I wanted to be involved in some way or capacities.
To be involved, Amos enrolled in Leadership Oshkosh, served on the United Way of Oshkosh as an adjunct board member, and became a member of the Long Range Finance Committee.
And I did all those things in preparation to run for city council.
Amos says he thinks the biggest issue facing the Oshkosh city government is transparency and communication.
The main thing I keep hearing is we want a local government that's more transparent, that gives us more.
Amos says that the issues Oshkoshians are concerned about the most are housing, property taxes, and road conditions. To address those issues, he said the Common Council needs to talk with developers and landlords about what they need and want from the city.
If we all just complain about it or talk about it amongst our small groups, then it really doesn't go anywhere. That really doesn't solve anything. So we have to really talk to the people that's involved in the matter and figure out a way that we can move forward.
Amos is the only incumbent running for re-election in the spring primary. 8 people are running for the 3 at-large Common Council seats being decided this spring. The primary is on February 17th. Read and hear more about Amos in our story at WISS.FM. An Oshkosh contractor made his first court appearance this week in what officials are calling a large Ponzi scheme. 46-year-old Jesse Von Boxtel, the owner of Millennium Construction, faces 4 criminal counts of theft by contractor of over $100,000, in addition to counts of wire fraud and loan fraud. According to the criminal complaint, Von Boxtel commingled money from various projects in Brown, Door, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties. He's accused of making lavish purchases for himself instead of using the funds supplied by business owners to pay subcontractors or purchase supplies. An Outagamie County judge set a $1 million signature bond for Von Boxtel, who also had to surrender his passport. His next court appearance is a preliminary hearing on February 11th. Von Boxtel is also the subject of several civil lawsuits related to Millennium Construction. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced $7.5 million in Harbor Assistant Program grants. The grants will benefit 2 projects in Manitowoc and others in Green Bay, Marinette, Milwaukee, and Sturgeon Bay. The grants include over $1.3 million for Burger Boat Company in Manitowoc to expand capacity and enable launches of the newly built large vessels, and $2 million for City Center LLC in Manitowoc to construct a crane platform and loadout ramp for assembling, testing, and transferring cranes. In a press release, Evers called the coastal communities, quote, some of the greatest economic drivers of our state. Most of us around New Wisco know about the speed trap in Rosendale, but apparently one Green Bay woman didn't get the memo. Connie Fellman reports.
Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies say they clocked her going 130 miles per hour in a 55 zone around 2:30 a.m. Wednesday morning. That led to a high-speed chase after deputies tried unsuccessfully to pull her over with lights and sirens. They say she blew through Rosendale on Highway 26 at speeds over 100 miles per hour, passing cars on the left and heading south. Authorities say the chase continued for about 13 miles as the woman sped back up to more than 130 miles per hour, eventually turning into a farm field to try to escape. Officers deployed stop sticks and ultimately a moving roadblock to stop the car before it went into a residential neighborhood. Once stopped, deputies say the woman refused to get out of the car. They broke the car window to get her out and used tasers as she resisted arrest. The driver was booked into the Fond du Lac County Jail on recommended charges of felony, flee, elude, second-degree recklessly endangering safety, and resisting an officer. She also got a speeding ticket for going 130 in a 55 zone. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A plan to make tips tax-free for Wisconsin workers cleared the state Senate last week with support from both parties. Three Democrats joined the Republicans in a 21-12 vote to approve the bill, which now heads to the Assembly. The proposal would cut state taxes on tips up to $25,000 a year through 2028. Backers call it a way to help service workers, while critics argue it does little to fix low base wages in the industry. Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College hoops. The Badgers had only scored 17 points at halftime. Minnesota looked like they finally were on their way to getting a win at Wisconsin. The Badgers came roaring back in the second half. Beat the Gophers 67-63. Wisconsin's Nick Boyd on what was the key in the second best comeback in Badgers basketball history.
Down in that situation, down 18 at half, we just like, man, when we come out, we just got to communicate and just bring energy any way we could. So being physical, I think, really changed the second half.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight in the nation's capital. The NBA trade deadline now a week away. And ESPN Sham Sharania says more rumors about trading Giannis.
The Bucks have indicated to rival teams that they would want as a price point a young blue chip talent in all of this.
NFL, the Packers have a new linebacker coach. It's the Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babish. The Dolphins' Jeff Hafley has now hired three of his assistants in Green Bay to join him in Miami. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 11 this afternoon. It's not going to be that windy, but it will be enough to keep that wind chill hovering around zero here for most of the day. Little light snow tonight down to zero tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 14. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.